Welcome to Vision Destiny 2022. This is session 27, sharing my journals from 2021, and particularly some later engagements I've had, sort of more cosmically, more dimensional. 10th of August, I engaged the light face to face with the Father, and this is a place I've been engaging with many times. It's a place of dwelling and a place of abiding in the realm of perfection, in the light realm of his presence, where his intentions, where his heart are revealed. And as I engaged with the Father, the light that was coming from him wove around me like an intricate pattern of the Father's intentions. And it was like a sacred geometric shape that formed me or conformed me into agreement with the Father's intentions. That's how it felt like it was operating. I felt wave after wave of emotions concerning creation that moved me with deep compassion until my whole being was conformed to his intentions for creation. And this was a deeper connection where you began to feel, you know, not just sort of the broadest sense, but specific things as you're engaging with the Father's heart. Then the desire for restoration hit me with such a force that all I could see, feel, sense was the groaning of creation. And the contrast between the desire, which was the Father's original intention, and the present reality was the motivation that moved me to action. So having seen what the Father's original intention was, having experienced what it is now, then I want to see it changed. I want to see it restored back to that original conditioned purpose. So I shifted my focus from that intention to the cradle of life. And that's where I began to brood. I was at rest in the knowledge of the Father's heart's desires, but focused intently on the freedom of creation. So there's a place where you have to be at rest. You're not striving for it. You're not trying to do this in your own strength, but you're coming into a state of being where you're fully in agreement with the Father's heart. You are it, and you become it. And that then begins to form a shift. So in a quantum moment, all the scenarios for creation's freedom played out in my mind until the only option left was union, and that thought filled my whole being. So all of the things that could be possibly things that might happen, because I was brooding, engaged with the Father's heart, engaged with the Father's thoughts, then my focus was drawn down. Now, this enabled me to come into agreement, and the sense and what I felt was union, union, union. That was the overwhelming thought that filled my whole being. It was just that single thought, no other option. I began to vibrate in resonance with that one thought until I was that one thought of union. And this is how creative brooding takes place. You begin to engage, align. You don't have to do anything. You just become. By surrendering to that, you become it. And then you become an oracle of it. So union consumed me on every level of being. There was nothing else possible, no alternatives or options, just the one simple but overwhelming reality that existed at that moment, union. A union that would bring about the restoration of all things, particularly in relation to creation. So I was one with creation in the oneness of being, in that glorious union, no other thought could enter as I was one pure thought. Oneness of being, mind, heart, purpose, unified until nothing else existed. I had brooded before many times, but nothing was quite like this. So experiences deepen and change the more you engage them. And the more you're transformed, the more the processes begin to change as well. Creation's freedom and restored union was all there was when the transition to becoming the sound that would counteract the groaning took place. So you have the groaning of the present reality, and then you have the choice of the reality which aligns with the Father's heart, and that is now who you are, and then you become a sound that begins to engage what the present reality is. So I was not just a sound or a voice, but a glorious combination of all things, the thought, emotion, light, sound, energy of just being one. I could not feel myself within the oneness of that union, all created things, as I was, as it was before there even was a was, in the oneness of God. So everything becomes completely encapsulated within that one thought, that one moment of God's desire. This is the eternity place within the heart of all things, that glorious moment, the memory of being that will eventually draw all things to become one once again in the glorious union of fatherhood and sonship. And that is what God is doing in the process of the restoration of all things. And we are participating in that and legislating for it when we're into agreement and resonate with it. This is the moment of the revealing of the sons of God, when creation will be set free to become restored to the union of oneness. All is one, one is all, and that is what is within the oneness of God's being, just glorious bliss, nothing but love, light, where all truth is oneness and nothing else. That's the best description I can have for what it is to be in that oneness. That one moment is enough to motivate me forever to be one in the glorious union of oneness. Then the Father spoke, Son, now you know in your being what is our being, so just be. And this again was an encouragement just to be in that state and not try and then think, what should I do? What should I do? Doing is such a driven thing within man. All the different aspects of union that I had experienced previously, the union of body, soul, spirit within itself, so within me, the perichoresis union of Father, Son, and Spirit that I've been within the midst of, the union of the thrones of the heavenly realms, the four different thrones, the union of the great cloud of witnesses, the tripart union of the spheres, all the sort of unions that I have experienced came to mind. The union of the earth and the elementals, the union of the planets in our solar system, the union of the constellations, the union of the circle of the deep, the union of the wheels within the wheels within the wheels. The union of the oracles of the Father's heart. So many other unions that I had experienced on my journey all merged into one glorious moment of the oneness of union. One is all and all is one, restored reality. 11th of August. Son, let the light of love and truth guide you into all truth by being at rest face to face, heart to heart and mind to mind. So I engaged in the light and was bathed in love in the midst of the matrix of the light of the Father's intentions, where I rested in being. And this is the purest state that I can understand and engage in. Being within the eternal heart of God outside of time and space is a beautiful, wondrous experience, but I can't explain it and I can't really describe it. I live in it, but I can't do. This is something which is related to something that I can engage. Son, come with me. So we began to travel through the solar system, initially beyond the furthest planet Pluto, and eventually circled the planets one by one. Now, you know, I have had a lot of encounters, and others also, in restoration government groups around the solar system, around the planets. I know this is on the heart of God right now. I know cosmic union, the union of our solar system, the bringing things back into harmony is very much in the heart of God. So this is again an encounter that brought me into more of that reality. Each planet or celestial body had its own frequency, song, and light characteristics, and each was so beautiful, but I felt its broken or twisted connection to the Father and the Earth. Although it's awesome, there's something missing. There is a disconnect. So I focused my being on connecting and began to feel the groan and pain of disharmony and its deepest longing for restored relationship. I have been in a number of encounters with Neptune, Pluto, and Saturn. That are the beginning of the process of restoration, but there is so much more to do in this. The planet, elementals, guardians, fallen beings all need to be connected or reconnected and restored to relationship with each other, the sons of God and the earth. And I think it's so important that This is on the heart of God, and people are being called to this today. So we began Beyond Pluto. And I was surprised to see a number of other dwarf planets that I'd never heard of. And as we circled each one, I felt their lostness and isolation. I've never really been into cosmology particularly. I mean, I'm interested in the pictures of it, and I love looking at it, but I've never really studied it. It's not been a field that I've looked in particularly. So I was surprised that there were other planets just beyond our solar system. Sun, these are awaiting to become part of the Union, but Pluto, as gatekeeper, has excluded them because they refuse to follow the rebellion into idolatry, and their names and identities have been lost. So these planets and their associated angelic beings never fell. I think that was the message, but have been excluded from our solar system, the union of the planets in our solar system. It is the sons of God who have responsibility to bring them all into connection with the Earth and all the union of planets. There is much to be accomplished, but do not be overawed. Stay in rest and all will be good. And the Father knows me, and therefore when all this was taking place, he knows what was going on in my mind. Therefore this was just a little reminder that it will all be good. So the planets in the Kuiper belt, which is what I discovered were excluded in cosmic conflict and are known as Ceres, Eris, Haumea, Makemake, Sedna, Orcus, Quaror, Gongong, Chiron. Now, I don't know who named them those things. I don't think they were necessarily their original names and their original purposes, I've yet to discover. Eris has been wrongly named after the Greek goddess of strife, indicating its history of conflict. So there has been conflict between those planets that fell and those celestial bodies that didn't. So we moved on to Pluto, and as we circled, I began to see Pluto through the Father's eyes, and how amazingly beautiful it was, and how vital its role is as a guardian and a gateway planet. We moved on to circle Neptune and followed the same pattern, where I saw and then connected and felt the deepest desires of the Father's heart for its full restoration. Neptune was breathtakingly beautiful. Some of the work to restore it had revealed its destiny and purpose in connection with the Earth. So we've engaged this with other encounters, but the Father was just taking me to show me his heart. Sun, each planet must be restored to connect with each other. So Pluto to Neptune is the first step, and then to Uranus. And as we engaged Uranus and began to circle it, I saw its many moons and also the almost fluid nature of the surface, like molten ice. That's the only way I can describe it. The frequency it was giving off was far less intense, and it felt almost like a cold color with less emotion and quite distant. Uranus was also rotating very differently than the other planets, almost like it was off balance and very disharmonious and disturbed, with vertical type rings. There was something very off about it, what I was sensing, but I could not put my finger on what it was. Sun, there has been much conflict over this planet, and it is very disconnected from its original purpose because it was involved in the fall of the Watcher Angels. Now, what involvement it had in all this, I've no idea as yet. Maybe I'll pursue that, I don't know. But this was just something the Father said. Uranus's original function was to connect the Earth with the heavens, but it became twisted and aligned with the false heaven and the throne of the fallen one. I had much to ponder and learn about the planets and their relationship with the Earth that I never even imagined until recently. So we moved on to Saturn and circled around the rings, feeling and sensing the oscillation and the energy being generated for the replenishment of the Earth. It was a beautiful song of life, and that planet Saturn has been renamed Fruitfulness. Sun, renaming Saturn as fruitfulness, was apt, as it was created with the purpose of replenishment of the life force necessary for abundance and overflow, so the earth could be a source of life and creative energy for creation. Now again, that is opening up another concept. I know the earth was the center of the solar system from a spiritual and authority perspective, and not the sun, but I didn't really understand or know what that was relating to. But I guess when you see the garden environment, and that environment was to be expanded and to fill, when it filled the earth, or when it does fill the earth, it will go on. The energy that it has, the creative energy for that, I think will be about terraforming moons and other bodies to be inhabitable for human life. Sun, the planets themselves, were created to give life to their moons, which were originally designed for habitation, and only Venus and Mercury have no moons yet. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't have any. There are even more than the 214 moons currently known that were all originally capable of becoming fruitful through the increase of our government and peace. So this was some of, I think, God's original creative intention for the sons of God to expand his government and his peace right throughout the universe. There was so much that we left for our sons to complete within the union of planets and then beyond, but independence halted that process and corruption took the place of fruitfulness. Restoration of the union of planets will present the way for a return to the original intention for our suns to fill the whole solar system with life and abundance. We continue to circle each planet in order, Jupiter, Mars, Earth, Venus, Mercury, feeling and sensing each frequency and destiny and their disharmony. Lastly, we circle the sun, sensing its violence and turbulence and control over the whole, and I felt its anger. But what I was sensing was more the fallen being, Apollo's destructive need for worship and adoration that so twisted its original nature and character. Sun, the union of planets must be shielded from the negative influence of the sun by the light shield of the suns, which has far greater glory. There is so much more for our suns to know and understand concerning their role in creation, the union of planets is the place to begin. And I think that's the key. This is a starting point for learning how to engage cosmic things. The tripart union that is forming between the spheres is what has prepared the way for engaging with your union of planets, and this will be a prototype testimony that brings hope to the dimensions. 12th of August. As I was engaged with the light of the Father's face, I was drawn to go deeper into the emotions that I was feeling of compassion for the lost, isolated, divided within creation. And remember, union is God, is the nature of God. Relationship is the nature of God, and therefore compassion is what the Father feels for anything which is not in union. As I empathized, my whole being became one with the emotions I was feeling. That was the groan and the cry of disharmony and separation. Sun, go deeper. And as I descended into despair, there in the midst of that pain was the frequency of love within the memory of eternity. So the Father allowed me to go in, descend into what creation is feeling. And I describe it as despair. But even within the midst of that, there is a memory. There is a memory of eternity. There is a memory of what it was. And that carries a frequency of love. Even though that has been covered with layers and layers of darkness and despair, it is still there at the core and can be connected with and can be triggered for restoration. Son, you'll find us at the core of all things as we have placed ourselves as eternity within the hearts of all things. It is often when our children are at the bottom, in the depths of despair, with no one left to turn to, that they find us. We are there in every quantum moment of all things, never separated or disconnected from any part of creation, as we are Emmanuel and immanent. The feelings of despair were immediately transformed into great joy and rejoicing as the hope replaced the fear at the heart of despair. Son, we are never separated from anything that we have created, as we exist within all things and all things exist within us. Now reach out with your feelings to engage the earth and your solar system. And then as I did, there deep within the layers of confused emotions, I detected that now familiar conforming compassion that signified the Father's presence. So I'm detecting the Father's presence within the feelings and the sentience of the creative things that I was engaging. Sun, go beyond the form of the planets to reach their heart and the memory of what was and what will be again as restoration continues. There I felt relationship and purpose hidden deep within layers of guilt and shame, so I began to brood, fixing my attention on the core of the planets in turn. Firestone within the code, within the core of each planet, is encoded with the truth of original identity and destiny, and it was my goal to reveal it to each planet. I continued to brood until the hope that I felt was filled with the oracles of the Father's heart for each planet. I became consumed with passion and burning desire that each planet would discover the truth of who it is and how its purpose relates to the Earth. The experience of engaging each of the planets filled my mind and my heart, and I began to feel even deeper emotions of loving kindness that I had only previously felt towards people. There was such kindness and gentleness within the emotions I was feeling towards what most would consider inanimate objects. Son, what you're just beginning to feel is what a father feels for that which he has created. So you are connecting with our emotions. Let these emotions empower you, so I continue to brood and incubate those emotions until I was resonating and vibrating with the energy of desire. The transformation was taking place, and I was transitioning to become the sound of his voice, an oracle for the restoration of the union of planets. I felt honored to feel what I was feeling towards creation, and as I engaged the waterfall of the sound of many waters, I was powerfully motivated to choose that reality. I engaged the chamber of destiny, and the feelings and sound were amplified even more until there was a roaring of sound energy that I followed into the chamber of creation. The quantum lumens were immediately activated in a way that I'd not experienced before. They were frantically moving in rhythm with soaring sound of the desire of the Father's heart that had incubated in me. Amazed by what I was observing, I heard the Father's voice at the heart of it all. Son, there must be many other sons in a union of heart, mind, that feeling what we feel, to be able to create this restorational reality. We must feel the heart of God if we're going to be moved and motivated. We can't just choose this as a rational choice of intellectual knowledge. It has to be emotion. We have to be moved. Son, in that creative moment, I reached out. So in that creative moment, I reached out with my spirit to find kindred spirits willing to engage creation with passion and loving kindness that I was feeling. And I've been doing that and engaging with people. And actually, I've found lots of people in the restorational government groups who also are connecting and feeling this towards the planets and creation. So I sent out the blue light call with all the energy I had and watched as I saw the frequencies of my intentions rippling out through the earth shield and into the earth itself. I so wanted others to awaken to the desire that I felt towards creation at that moment, and specifically for the union of our planets. 16th of August. I engaged the realm of light and just gazed into the eyes of the Father until I was drawn deeper into the light of love and truth. Now, every time I engage in the light, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what the Father's going to do. I don't know what I'm going to be inspired to do. But when I get there, or when I shift my focus to be there, then something happens. The light cocooned me and penetrated deep within me, filling every particle of my being with light, love and truth. The light matrix of the Father's intentions formed around me, conforming me to his desires, and I began to be moved by his loving kindness from that state of being that I now was. the thoughts of creation's restoration to union and its freedom to become one fill my mind, move me emotionally with deep compassion. I began to brood, consumed by those thoughts and intentions, until I was God's voice vibrating with the energy of love's light, ready to speak the truth as the sound of many waters. As I engaged the waterfall, I paused as torrents of the Father's love for creation in all its multifaceted forms poured over me, until I knew there is no other choice but to fully embrace that restoration reality. And as I entered the chamber of destiny, behind the waterfall, there was Enoch, smiling, glowing in luminescent multicolored light as if he was a representative of creation. Many times I had met Enoch in this place and received quests that challenged me, so I was filled with anticipation about what was going to happen. Enoch embraced me and I began to be transformed by the light until I was glowing with the same luminescence. I felt changed somehow, even more passionate for the restoration of the whole of creation. Enoch ushered me into the chamber of creation where the quantum lumens were already excited by the frequency of my being, as I was the voice and oracle of pure light and love. Now, this is not something which is bigging me up or saying that I'm the only one who can do this. It's just, this is what the Father has taught me, and I'm opening this up for other people to learn. I will teach people this as part of the Engaging God program and in other things, because I so desire for people to come into their full destiny and the sons of God to be revealed. This was another state of being like no other I had ever experienced before. I was one with the creative light. My whole being was no longer separate. This was true oneness. I was in union and oneness with the living grace of creative light, the particles that form all reality. And I was all the possibilities at that moment. And that goes to a different level. It wasn't that I was just seeing potential. It's like I knew that capacity was me to make that choice. This was similar to how I felt in the eternal now of God's heart and mind, but now I had a conscious awareness of that non-linear state of being. I was moving as the light that danced possibilities and moved and swayed, but the patterns of light were not random as I had previously thought when observing it. The light that I now was part of was forming those infinite creative realities, and just one particle changed position, I was aware of another possible reality. This is pretty intense. It was like being part of a cosmic mummification of living light that swirled and moved, constantly forming possibilities of restorational reality. I suddenly thought, who would choose which possibility to collapse the wave function into the reality that will become actualized? No sooner as that thought formed, I heard the Father's voice and felt comforted as he spoke. Son, that is why we made mankind in our creative image, so that in union and oneness with us, the living light, with one mind, they could choose reality. That is why the choice to become independent has had such a devastating effect on the present reality, because each son and each person chooses in independence of us, each other, and there is little coherence. Whenever there has been any form of union where we have not been included, another independent empire forms in the image of I will. Whenever our sons function in oneness of heart and mind, purpose in union with us, love creates the antidote to bring a counterbalance to ensure that hope for restoration remains as a light in the darkness. No matter how much darkness and deep darkness man produces, light is always greater. The light of love expressed in oneness is rising and shining, and the darkness of the great deception is being exposed, so more of our children are following the light into oneness. Son, the balance is tipping as light carries infinitely more weight and energy than the illusion of darkness. Creation is made of light, not darkness. Only deception keeps what is known as dark matter and energy from being what it truly is. As the sons of God come together in that union of oneness, The hidden light of creation is being released, and the energy that powers restoration is increasing. That creative energy is not dark and has been reserved for the sons of God alone. When all the hidden light is revealed in sonship, there will be no longer any darkness or deception, and creation will be free from its bondage to the darkness. Let the sons of God arise and shine with love's light and truth, so all darkness can be absorbed into the light and become one. So this is sort of slightly different. These type of encounters are more cosmic, more creational, and I think the more we become engaged with the Father's heart, the more our creational responsibility will be revealed, and the more we'll understand that we're part of this, that we're part of creation, but we're made in the image of God, different from creation. Creation was created, we're made, and that has a function of sonship towards creation, which is co-heirship and co-creatorship in that way. So let's just finish with an activation so we can begin to engage. I encourage you just to close your eyes. And begin to just slow down your thinking. Just begin to enter rest. Relax your body, soul, spirit together. And just start breathing slowly and more deeply. And engage the name of God as you breathe. Breathe in and breathe out the very life of God. Now just breathe in the unconditional love of God. Breathe in deeply. Take it deep within and hold that breath until the love of God just infuses you. Be still and just feel His unconditional love for you. Be still and know Him at a deeper level as He reveals Himself to you in that place of rest, where He reveals Himself as love and joy and peace, truth, limitless grace, triumphant mercy. Just let that, the conscious reality of who He is, infuse you, bring you into agreement. Just invite love, joy, and peace to flow in you, through you, rivers of living water in your innermost being, flowing around you, creating a state of rest, an atmosphere that you can live in, an atmosphere of heaven on earth. In that place of rest, you're in a safe place, safe in the arms of love. Set the desire of your heart upon engaging the Father's face, engaging the light realm of His presence, that realm in perfection. And as you engage the light, let that thought of union, oneness, within you, within Him, with creation, begin to form in your mind. Expand your conscious reality and just be open for whatever it is the Father would have to say to you, or wherever the Father would want you to go with Him. Whatever the Father's desire is for you right now, just surrender to it. Abandon yourself to Him, fully trusting in all that He's going to do and all that He'll reveal. Whether that be conscious or just in the spirit, just be open and rest in that place and receive. Open your heart, open your mind, open your hands, and receive all that He has for you.